Well, kiddies, are you listening?
Old Mule Cornball plodding into the studio with your storyteller, Uncle Lumpy Brown. Today's story entitled Orly the Taterbug. Begin at the beginning, Uncle Lumpy.
Well, now, once upon a fine sunny day, a little old Orly boy, he was stretched out on the ground out by the tater patch, and he was just as happy as a flea with a whole self. And all of a sudden, he seen an old red tater bug that's sitting chawing on a tater plant. Well, now, Orly, he reached out his hand to grab the old tater bug, and all of a sudden, the old tater bug swelled up, and he got bigger than a horse. And the tater plants, they got as big as trees. Well, then the old bug reaches out a pincher and he grabs Orly and he says, come with me, boy. And he dragged Orly through the tater plants till they come to a funny looking little town. Well, sir, this year was Taterbug Town, and there's Taterbug people walking around, and Taterbug horses are pulling Taterbug wagons, and the stores are selling tater candy and tater bread, and everything is just taters and taters and taters. And all the taterbugs were staring at poor little Orly, and they said, this year's a fella that picks us off from the tater plants and feeds us to the chickens. What'll we do with him? Well, sir, they marched him off to the town hall, and there's old Sheriff Tatermouth and old Judge Taterhead, and they looked at Orly, and they said, ah, gonies, he's little enough now to feed to the chickens himself. Take him to that there chicken coop. Well, sir, they all started a-cheering and a-singing and a-dragging poor little Orly off to the chickens. Gonna take it to the chickens in the chicken coop, to the chickens in the chicken coop. We're gonna take it to the chickens in the chicken coop, to the chickens in the chicken coop. Well, now all Orly could do is yell, help! Help! It happens the old yeller hen hears all the noise, and she come to see what is going on.
What's going on here?
Well, when the bugs seen her, they dropped Orly and run for home. Listen to him go, and Orly is scared, and he says,
don't eat me, hen. Please don't eat me up.
Well, old hen, she heard him, but all she can see is something about as big as a tater bug. So she says,
tater bug, you had all his tater tops, and I'm going to eat you.
And she sticks out her beak, and it comes closer and closer and closer. And just then, Orly woke up. Yes, sir, Orly had been sleeping and dreamed the whole thing. And you know what? When he opened his eyes, there's that there old hen just standing on his head. And she reached out her beak and grabbed the old tater bug off from the tater plant and gobbled him down. Ain't you glad you're bigger than the tater bug? That's all.